Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you decided to join us on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Monday. Isn't it a beautiful day? Anytime that we are allowed to wake up and see another beautiful day, I tell you, it's just a wonderful thing. Well, before we get started, let us open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we honor you again for this day. God, you know what is going on in our world and in our nation, in our cities and in our homes. So God, we ask you right now in the precious name of Jesus, if you will, please, God, continue to show your grace and your mercy towards us. Continue to show us how to love and have compassion for one another. Father God, we ask you right now to be in the midst of this interview. We ask you to be with our guests. We ask you to be with our listeners today, God. Whatever they stand in the need of, Father God, we ask you that your will be done in their lives and that you grant them whatever it is that it is within your will and it is in your perfect will. So, God, we thank you and we honor you. We ask you if there's anything that we may have said or done that wasn't pleasing in your sight today, we ask for your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And we just love you today, God. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you guys know that I love having indie artists on the show. I love because they're doing some great things in the kingdom of God, even though we don't hear about them like the Tasha Cobbs and, you know, the Kirk Franklins and all the others. They are making some big impacts in the kingdom of God. And so is this awesome couple that I'm going to be bringing on shortly. This is God's Chosen Voices, and I'm going to just read just a little bit about them, and then I'll bring them on so they can come on and tell you exactly, you know, what they're doing in the kingdom of God. God's Chosen Voices, they're a gospel recording artist group which consists of a husband and wife team. They're Apostle Michael and Wanda Hodges out of Gaston, North Carolina, and they are determined to keep the faith and never give up. They have a single out called Step Out, Send the Praise Up, which you can purchase on Amazon. And they are currently being nominated or have been nominated during the Season 9 of Praise Factor People's Choice Awards. And you guys know that. We were a part of that as well. So I have the opportunity to be Season 5 winner of the Jazz Solo Artist portion. So trust me, I know the work that is going to entail during the Praise Factor Awards. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. God's Chosen Voices are singing praises all around the country, so you really don't want to miss what this great duo is doing in the kingdom. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Apostle Michael and Wanda Hodges. Hi, guys. Do I have you on the line?
Yes, you just have me, Apostle Wanda. Unfortunately, Apostle Michael had to be at work this evening.
Okay, no problem. How are you this evening, woman of God?
I'm fine, and you?
Doing great. So glad that you were able to take the time out of your schedule and come on and to bless our listeners tonight.
Amen.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you guys got started.
Well, both of us used to sing with other groups, and I used to sing with family. I was raised up around gospel music with my family. My husband, I was singing with my mother and my aunts and uncle called the Dynamic Mother to Singers of Halifax, North Carolina, when Apostle Michael was with Bishop Patrick Avent and the New Gospel Layers of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. So we started singing with them, with family and friends, and eventually we got our own group started we had trained our children when they was a young age. And unfortunately, you know, when children grow up, they departed, but we kept on. We tried to sing with others, but God had us depart from them and just join in together as one.
Wow, that's a wonderful thing, because sometimes, you know, you can try to include people in with your vision, but God has a different plan. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, talk about that a little bit, because we always have our shows are always recorded. And so we ask, you know, our guests to come on and just kind of tell us about how they got started, tell us about their testimony, and also give us just, you know, some of these young artists are out there and they're listening and they're, you know, excited. And, you know, we pray that they're not in it just to make money, but in it to, you know, lift up the name of Jesus and for souls to be saved. What would you say or impart into a young artist that's listening right now to them and tell them about, you know, the ministry?
Amen. All I can say is be sure that you're in it for Christ. I started at age 16 singing in the church and playing drums at age 11, and God blessed me to have the talent to sing and play at the same time. But what I always want to keep in mind and tell others and encourage others to do is always put God first. When singing, playing music, writing music, anything that you're doing for Christ, always put God first. Because let's remember, I always tell them that we are in it and know that different kinds of souls, unsaved souls, confused souls, all kinds of souls are listening to your music and listening to your words. And you don't know what condition they came in when they came to that program. So that's what we always put our mind to do, is carry ourselves in the right way. Like if you're singing for Christ, carry yourself like Christ. Do everything as Christ's way, because we always look at it that people is watching, the audience is watching, the unsaved souls is watching. If they don't see you doing right out there on the floor, they see you on the floor doing one thing, then they see you coming out the church doing another, then that's going to pull them to Christ. So we always tell them to bring themselves in a correct way. Like I believe in dressing the correct way. Like your appearance says it all too when you're on the floor. I don't believe not knocking nobody, but I don't believe in all of that revealing stuff on the floor. I believe if you're singing for Christ, you do everything in Christ's way. Christ wouldn't approve of that, like on the floor. So we look at it as doing everything, dressing, speaking, singing. I always tell everybody, just you want to have a good reputation. And one of those reputations can be ruined if it takes that little one small thing for that reputation of your group to be ruined. So we always say you want to put God first in all that you do, and want to tell you that always listen and know what God is speaking. Because you allow God to speak, God will always tell you what to do while you're on the floor. If he tells you that's enough, that's enough. We always don't believe in doing a concert, too. We say don't make people happy and glad twice. We do what thus says the Lord. He tells us what to sing. We go on and sing it and get out the way. So we always want to hear God say, well done, good and faithful servant. So that's what we always say. Put God first in everything that you do and minister to God in song. And sometimes somebody even wants to ask you about Christ, giving their soul to Christ after you sing. So that's why they're watching you while you're on the floor. So that's all I say is watch what you do and make sure your reputation stays with Christ.
Amen. I love it. And one of the things that I was going to go back and ask you, and I like what you said, that's an awesome nugget for anybody, whether you're singing, whether you're ministering, whatever you're doing, God has mandated for your hands to do, always do it unto the Lord. Now, you said you started out, you know, playing the drums and singing. That's a hard thing to do. Talk about that, because now I've seen some males but I've never seen a female drummer and sing at the same time. Talk about that. I love that.
Amen. I have a cousin. By some people that's in the listening areas, they probably heard of him. I have a cousin that I look up to and brought me up in music. My uncle, the late Pearly Northington Sr. of Buffalo, New York, the fantastic Northington singers in Buffalo, New York, they was always on the road and singing with the Fantastic Violinaires, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Gospel Keynotes. I remember as an early, like a young child, that they come into my aunt's house having dinner. So my cousin, Pearly Northington Jr., which they call his nickname, they call stage name is Hollywood. He was also one of the drummers back in, the 90s. For the Fantastic Violinaires, Blair and the Violinaires. He was one of their drummers along with Bobo. My cousin Hollywood taught me to play drums at age 11. Actually, he taught me R&B. And I just started playing in the church when the drummer wasn't there. And I was called on to say, now we're having a song by Sister Wanda. And that particular first Sunday, I always remember, I was like, oh, my God, and then who's going to play? So I had to, that particular Sunday, I had to learn how to do the solo and play the some song at the same time. So ever since then, I started playing and singing at that age since I was 11 years old, 11 and 12. When I get called on a solo, God just took it over and let me do the song and sing. And I've seen times my mother bothers me about it, but she still reminds me. When I started singing with my mother in group and that age in my 20s, it was a male drummer that just could not get my song correct. So I started the song up three times, and he still couldn't get it correct. You know, you get in your skin when you can't get your song right. So yeah. I just asked him, excuse me, you mind if I play? He looked like, yeah, you a woman. My mother said she could play, so I got him off his own drums, and I asked him, could he hold the mic, please? And everybody was just shocked. So God just blessed me with that talent. Sometimes I look at it that you have to do what you got to do to have it right. So I just thank God for my cousin teaching me about that music, and thank God for my late uncle just having me travel with them, like the places like Toronto, New Orleans. So I was just raised in the gospel field all my life practically. So I just thank God. So that's how I began playing drums and playing and singing on the drums. And I also played one of the songs on our CD.
Oh, wow. And so that's what I'm going to ask you, too. Do you and your husband, do you co-write your music together?
Yes. Yeah, we put our heads together for the music and the lyrics. And he's playing the drums on most of the songs. And that particular song, the CD song, entitlement, the Keep the Faith, Never Give Up, that's me playing the drums on that track.
Awesome.
And I came up with the beat for that track.
Wow, just the gifting is pouring out. Now, how do you balance? And talk about that, because, you know, that's one of the things with ministry. How do you balance that with being, you know, a group, being married, then you being, you know, your own group, and then you having your own ministry separate, he having his own ministry separate, and then just find that balance. Talk about that, because, you know, I don't think I've had but maybe one other. No, I've never had a couple, husband and wife, on the show. So talk about the balance that you have to do in that with the marriage and the ministry of music.
Amen. So, well, we really don't ever have any problems or disagreements, because we always seem like to have our same idea and agreement. Both of us are apostles. Both of us know that we have the singing ministry and the church ministry, and I also have the outreach ministry. Currently, I'm with under my cousin, Pastor Quintrell Burrell, at First Baptist Church in Weldon, and I also have my outreach ministry, Breakthrough for Healing Ministries, and God's doing some things, and that with conferences and like God has started me with a prayer and prophetic impact room that I'm going to be going into prayer with others in my home. So what we do, how we do that, we look at it like God placed us in ministry to preach first back in 2004. And then God allowed us to go into our singing ministry in 2012, when we first started singing together. So what we do, when we have a preaching engagement, we agree that we're taking that preaching engagement first, because we always look at it that ministry is going to come first, that God's word got to come first. So we agree, and we get asked for a program, happen to be on a certain date. We make sure we put that date down so we can let the person that asked know that we have current engagement with our preaching right now, and if they need us later, at a later date, please let us know. But we always believe in putting the preaching first before the singing. Both of them, we say you're ministering to God, but we can't say no to that preaching because we've been in it too long. Amen. I let my mom know, and I just got to say, I had experience to choose at one time with the group. That's why I believe God released us to go out on our own so we can do what thus says the Lord. I was with a group when I first started preaching, and I had some preaching engagements, and they gave me an ultimatum, either I'm going to preach or sing. So when I heard that, I knew that what I had to do, I had to choose the preaching. So right now, both of us are on the same page. So when we have the preaching, that's what we choose.
Amen. Wow, that's what I love, one accord.
Amen.
One accord. So now talk about the praise factor, the award that you guys have been nominated for. That seems to be an exciting thing. I know I had the opportunity to be a part of that, and there's a lot of work that comes with that. But talk about, is this your first award you've been nominated for? Or, you know, tell our listening audience a little bit about how you feel about being nominated for season 9.
Actually, we're excited. We're just, what the record label that we're on, they inbox me and telling me that we have made it to round 2. And we were like, wow. And that's our second nomination. We was nominated for our first awards with the Voice of Gospel Music Awards. And that was for Quartet of the Year. So we're waiting for that, which that was going to be out of Alabama in September. We're going to have to go to Mobile, Alabama. And actually, this Praise Factor is the second award. We just thank God for what he's doing. But I'm still wondering and saying today, how did we make it to round 2? Amen. But I'm not going to question God. I know it's God in the making. And I just ask everybody to continue. I posted on my Facebook. I just ask everybody continue voting so we can make it to the next level.
Amen. We definitely we'll post that out on our Facebook page as well, to let our fans and people that are on our page know that to support you guys. Now, tell us how we can purchase your music.
Okay. We have 2 songs, track singles on Amazon, which is called, the first one that is up there is I'm Changed, and that's featuring my son. He calls his rap name Rero. He's featured with the gospel rap on I'm Changed. That's our first single that you can purchase on Amazon. And our song Step Out and Send the Praise Up, that will also be on Amazon August 5th. You can pre-order that single now, but it will actually be released. The release date is August 5th. And for our whole CD, you can reach me at my number 252-532-7056, or you can email us at godschosenvoicesgcv@gmail.com, or as the young folks, my children say, you can hit me up on our Facebook page and inbox us, and we'll be sure to give you the info that way, or you can contact our promoters, Ms. Stephanie McDonald with S&M Productions. She also has a Facebook page. I don't know her phone number by heart, but you can reach her on Facebook to find her, Stephanie Williams McDonald, S&M Productions on Facebook, and she can also tell you how to get a CD from us.
Amen, amen. Now, one of the things that I always ask my listening audience to do, and we'll do this as we get closer to the end, I would love for you know to close us out with a word of prayer. I would be honored for you to do that. Talk about the difference that you're seeing in gospel music, the gospel music industry, from the time that you started to what you're seeing now.
Mm-hmm. What, can you repeat that
talk
question?
About, oh, I was saying, talk about what the difference that you're seeing in gospel music now from when you started at an early age of 11.
Oh, yes.
There's been, there's been a big transition.
Yes, it's a big difference. When I was out there singing, it's like we're traveling with my uncle and them at an early age. Yes, I noticed the singing and the quartet was more traditional and it was less plain, must I say. It was less It was less competition and less plain on the floor. And these days, I noticed it's more competition and more playing on the floor. And I notice the gospel quartet music have changed a lot. Like, because you have different listeners, you have different age groups that we would like to come to Christ. That's how we actually wrote our music. Like the song I'm Changed, I was saying, about, like talking about with my featuring my son, we wrote that song for different listening ears, for the young people to bring them to Christ. And that's like all of our music is written for different ears. And Step Out and Send the Praise Up, we wrote that. That's more for a traditional quartet listening ear. And some of them, it just do some for contemporary young listening ears, older, elderly listening ears. To me, that's how it have changed. But some of it people can get with, and some of it goes outrageous to me. But as I look at it, everybody has to have a way to bring somebody to Christ, because we all got to be Jesus. We all should want to see Jesus one day.
That's exactly right.
To be a way to bring them in.
Well, the word of God
says
that.
So, yes, it has changed.
Yeah. And he says that, you know, we know that he'll come back when, you know, when the word has reached the whole world, all nations. So, you know, there's going to be somebody that may not, you know, understand or may not, like you say, get into a quartet, but they may get into that urban. But as long as the word is the word, is the word, and it breaks yokes and it's not, you know, tarnished with, you know, the world, then we definitely know souls will be saved. Tell our listening audience what upcoming events that we can see you know, around the United States. Do you guys have any appearances that's coming up?
Yes, actually, we had an appearance, like we supposed to have an event on next Saturday in Warrenton, but unfortunately, that group had a lot of death and crisis, family crisis, so they canceled their anniversary. So what we're looking forward to is our anniversary will be coming up August 20th, and that will be in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, at Willing Workers Miracle Tabernacle on 321 Woodland Avenue, and that's off of Glendale Avenue in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, where the pastor is Dorothy Green. I'm sure a lot of people is familiar with the Barnes from Rocky Mount, like Luther Barnes and Mark Green and family. Actually, the church we're having an anniversary is Mark Green's, like the mother's church, their mother's pastor, the pastor. So we will be at Mark Green's and family. His wife is also Luther Barnes' daughter. So that we will be at that one of those family churches. That's where our anniversary will be held, August 20th at 5 p.m. And there's actually free admission. We don't believe in breaking somebody to hear the music or to like to sing the praises to God. Actually, you hey, what with the groups we have, you're actually in for a treat. We have our special guest will be S.W. Washington in favor of Long Island, New York. We have the Gospel Stars of Buffalo, New York. That's my hometown. And we have the Gospel Travelers of Garrettsburg, North Carolina. We have the Traveling Angels of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and that's the pastor of the Church Son group. And we have the Bowman family of Emporia, Virginia. We have Rhonda Aiden of Richmond, Virginia. And my son also, we are helping him start out a group. We are Voices of Harmony of Gaston, North Carolina. We have the Gaston Male Chorus of Gaston, North Carolina. We have Truly Committed from South Carolina. And we have New Beginnings of Chase City, Virginia. I'm trying to make sure I haven't left anyone out, but if so, just charge it to my head, not my heart. But we just, I invite anybody in that area, come on out and enjoy Christ with us. Again, that'll be August 20th, our first anniversary at Willing Workers Miracle Tabernacle in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 321 Woodland Avenue.
Amen. Y'all sound like y'all going to have a power pack. Put something
yes.
soul-saving time up in there.
Yes, and I'm training my grandson, my four-year-old grandson. We call him Baby GCV. He's going to be up there with us with his bungle. He said he want to play the drums with Papa.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
wow,
so we train him like we did my children.
Yes, yes. But you know what the word says, train up a child. And
yes,
will,
the way to go.
And they will not depart. All right.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Well, Wanda, thank you so much for coming on and blessing our listening audience tonight. Kingdom Citizens, we will be posting their information out on our Facebook page. And, Wanda, make sure you send us a flyer so we can post
sure
it as well about your upcoming anniversary. And we just thank you guys. Tell your husband next time we'll have to get both of you guys on. And we just look forward to that. But guys, you know, I interviewed S.W. Washington last week, a phenomenal man of God. Ministry. So I know you guys are going to have an awesome time as well.
Yes.
But Kingdom Citizens, don't forget Wednesday we are going to have Paula and Angie. They are a mother and daughter singing, gospel singing group. They are they're in North Carolina. They're in Wilmington, North Carolina. So we're going to have them on Wednesday. So you guys make sure that you tune in for that at 6:30. So Wanda, if you will, we are coming up on the top of our hour. Would you close us out with a word of prayer?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you and praise you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, for the interview that took place, oh God. Lord, we ask you, God, to just bless us and keep us till next time. Lord, we ask you to bless our homes, oh God. Bless every destination, oh God. Lord, we ask you to bless the ones that's traveling, God. Lord, just give them traveling grace and mercy right now, oh God. Lord, we ask you, God, to go into the hospitals and the nursing homes, oh God, and touch every sick body right now, oh God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Oh, God, we ask you to bless every listening ear right now that something was said, oh, God, to help them make up their mind to bring their life to you, oh, God. Oh, God, let them know there's love in you, oh, God. There's peace in you, oh, God. There's joy and happiness in you, oh, God. Lord, we thank you right now for healing, oh, God. We thank you for deliverance right now, oh, God. Oh, God, and we bless your name. And, God, we ask you to keep us until next time that we meet again. And may the grace of the Lord and rest, rule, and abide and henceforth and now forevermore. And we say amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, we love you. We thank you so much for you taking the time out of your schedule to listen to this phenomenal God's Chosen Voices woman of God who has come on and has blessed us. And we just continue to pray grace and mercy and more doors opening up for you, both of you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, guys, we are closing out. And as we always say, Let's talk, everybody. Good night, everybody. Good night, Wanda.
Good night.
I want to feel the presence of your power in me. Take over this place.